Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Attorney General Merrick Garland in Uvalde, Texas, detailing the Justice Department's probe into the 2022 Uvalde school mass shooting. Garland says failures by police included waiting over an hour to stop the gunman who killed 19 children and two teachers.
As I told families and survivors last night, the department's review concluded that a series of major failures in leadership, in tactics, in communications, in training, and in preparedness were made by law enforcement lawyers and others responding to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary.
The DOJ findings recommendations include better training between police agencies. Ahead of Friday's shutdown deadline, the Senate and House voting today on a stopgap measure to fund the government through early March. And the deep freeze and back-to-back winter storms nationwide now being blamed for more than two dozen deaths. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Now that school is back on, Wisconsin health officials are urging families and caregivers to look out for signs their children may be self-harming. The Department of Health Services says rates of self-harm went up by about 40% after winter break a year ago and after summer vacation the year before. Kids may cause self-harm to express or lessen emotional pain. One in 10 teenagers in Wisconsin tried to commit suicide last year. Linda Hall is with the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health. She says teens are under a lot of pressure.
Performing well in high school, they're concerned about climate change, the proliferation of gun violence, and political divisiveness.
Hall says more than 300 schools around Wisconsin have mental health programs that are led by students. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WISS and WGBW. A good reminder to pay attention while driving on slippery roads. Five people are injured after three vehicles crashed on Interstate 43 in Sheboygan County yesterday afternoon. There were two people in the first vehicle, three in the second, and one in the third. Three of the five people who were hurt had to be taken to the hospital. People are living well for the most part in northeast Wisconsin, but others are struggling. Natalie Baumstead is with the public health group Wello. She says the group's latest survey shows a lot of people feeling mental stress and strain.
We're seeing about a third of our community really in that struggling or suffering category.
A third of our community.
So that's alarming to us.
One in four people in Green Bay tell the Wello survey they've recently lived with food insecurity. Baumstead was on the Mino and the Mayor show on Civic Media. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. And it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Bucks get clobbered in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just before the game between the Bucks and the Cavaliers, Giannis Antetokounmpo inactive due to a right shoulder contusion. Milwaukee only scoring 2 points in the first 6 minutes, losing to the Cavaliers by 40 points, 135-95. Head coach Adrian Griffin:
we have to learn from this. You have to. You can't continue to make these type of mental errors when the first, especially the start of the game. You know, the start of a game, which is, again, we dug ourselves in a hole, and this time we couldn't get out of it.
Up next, the Bucks play the worst team in basketball, the Pistons, in Detroit, Saturday afternoon. NFL, Mike McCarthy will remain the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. McCarthy has 1 year left on his contract there. The Packers held practice. They faced the 49ers Saturday night. How's defensive back Jair Alexander doing with that sore ankle?
He's doing better. Just getting treatment and hopefully able to go.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Starting off sunny today with clouds increasing. High temperatures climb to the teens, and with winds calmer today, it'll actually feel like that. By tonight, we'll see a few flurries flying around with chance of snow through the overnight. And we could be waking up to a trace to a half an inch of snow on the ground tomorrow morning. 8 degrees at our studios.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide from the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zomers, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square at the World Headquarters. It is Thursday, the 18th of January, 2024. We are live on location at the Baird Center in downtown Milwaukee, where we are covering the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, the Wisconsin Association of School District Administrators, and the Wisconsin Association of School Business Officials at the State Education Convention, the 103rd State Education Convention. Good afternoon from a very beautiful and sunny downtown Milwaukee. We are here in the rotunda of the Baird Center. It used to be called, back in the day, the Midwest Express Center. Great convention center right in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. We are in the heart of it all. It was very busy, bustling about 5-10 minutes ago. A lot of the breakout sessions are done. People are going to lunch right now, and had an opportunity to talk to some of our local school board officials throughout Wisconsin. We'll be joined by various people throughout the day here. Our own Jimmy Cuska, who is a school board member of Boscobel School District in Southwest Wisconsin. And actually saw some folks from the hometown, Richland Center, some of our school board members there. They may stop by a little bit later as well. Pat Kreitlow is motoring down from northern Wisconsin. And if all goes well, he may stop in and give us his take. You know, he's been covering this and is going to be doing his show, Up North News, tomorrow morning from our Waukesha studios, just a short drive away here, the Shaw in southeast Wisconsin, Up North News, every morning from 6 until 8. So I'm looking forward to Pat stopping by. Mr. Zomers, how are things back in Madison?
Well, you know, I said this to you before we started the show, but it feels downright balmy today. We're above zero. Right. We're in double digits. It's like 11 degrees today.
Yeah. It was a nice drive down here. Sunny. I will tell you, people are kind of nutty when it comes to the roads. They're still just driving really fast. And I was supposed to park on the street. That didn't work out. So I went to a parking ramp about a block and a half away here in downtown Milwaukee. And I got my ticket. I got in. I literally drove all four, whatever it is, six, seven, eight floors, all the way to the top, all the way back down. There was nary a parking space available. Almost got had a head-on crash in the parking facility. A woman coming barreling down the wrong way nearly collided with me. Thank goodness we did not. And I ended up parking. I had to download an app, and then I parked in some surface lot. So anyway,
Milwaukee's
all's
weird
well
with
that
the
ends well.
Milwaukee's what? Weird with the like parking apps and stuff.
Yeah, but all's well that ends well. We are here. We are set up in the rotunda, and I asked, where would you like me to set up? And they said, well, the rotunda right next to, and Dr. Lyerly would be very proud, right next to the breast pumping station. They actually have a station, like a enclosed little container, not a container, but like a room, a mobile room called Mama.
Mamava or Mavava. I'm not sure. But anyway, so yeah, if you want to find me, just head to the pumping station, and I'll be right next to it. if you're in downtown Milwaukee, hopefully everything is going well with you all today. I'm going to talk about a number of things besides education a little bit later in the show, including we'll check in on the Packers, of course. They have the big game on Saturday. I am off tomorrow. Our own Luke Mathers is going to be in the guest chair, the guest host chair. So appreciate Luke filling in tomorrow. So we'll talk a little bit about the Packers before we get out of here today. But I want to begin by asking for your participation. All of you across the state of Wisconsin listening on the Civic Media app or one of our many fine stations throughout the state of Wisconsin, because we are here today at the State Education Convention to talk about public education. So I'd like to ask each and every one of you, what do you feel the state of public education is in the state of Wisconsin? Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app, you can download it to your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store, type in the search bar, Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up, little CM, click on that, and away you go. It takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal, the Media. Civic Media app. So text us on the Civic Media app or give us a call, 844-967-2789. What do you feel the state of public education is today? 844-967-2789.
We
have Chris. Go ahead, Mr. Zalbers.
I was just going to say, yeah, we have a comment from Chris on Facebook saying, as a former school board member, thank you for bringing the convention to people from across Wisconsin. It is crucial that Wisconsinites are aware of what's happening in our schools.
Thank you very much for reading that, Mr. Zalbers. Thank you, Chris, for listening in on Facebook and sending that in. He's absolutely right. And, you know, I served on city council in a small town, Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin. Never served on school board, know people who have, and in my opinion, I think serving on a school board is perhaps one of the most thankless jobs that you can apply for, get elected to. It's not particularly politically sexy. A lot of people, you know, you don't really go from that into state legislature or whatever. It is truly a community and public service. Yeah, most school boards give their members a stipend, but, you know, that's about it. But it's critically important to overseeing the funds, the state requirements, the safety, the health, the welfare, and the learning of our children throughout the state of Wisconsin. So I think they're great people, school board members, school district administrators, business administrators. You know, my former boss, Dale Schultz, his wife, Rachel Schultz, was one of the finest school district superintendents in the state of Wisconsin and has been recognized as such, and even retirement. She's been called on to do some consulting for school districts around the state. She was actually also the business administrator of the Richland School District for a while. And while she was having their children for a short time, she actually stepped back and ran the school lunch program, which, by the way, accelerated. It was like gourmet meals there when Rachel was in charge. So
you just step back to be in charge of the school lunch program, you know.
Right, which is a huge thing in and of itself. But 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Mr. Zalbers, who we got?
We have Jack in Merrimack.
All right, Jack, thanks for calling in. Jack, what say you?
Well, let's see. First of all, let me give you a little background. I spent over 40 years in education, and I taught at levels from sixth grade through about sophomore level college. I've taught in private, public, parochial schools in both Minnesota and Wisconsin. So I have a little background in this. And the first thing that I want to say is that public schools, thanks to our wonderful legislature, have been notoriously underfunded for years, at least the 12, 13 years that the Republicans have been running the legislature. When you have a $7 billion surplus and you give from that surplus $3,000 per student to private schools, and then you tell public schools, well, if you want more money, that's fine. We'll give you $300 and some odd dollars per student. Oh, but wait a minute. We won't actually give that to you. You'll have to pass a referendum and tax yourselves more to even get that amount of money. That's pretty outrageous. There's $3.5 billion left in that surplus, and so far, the Republicans haven't seen fit to work on sharing it with the public schools. The other thing I want to say is this. My son graduated not too long ago from UW-Eau Claire, and he has a degree in teaching. He, because of a lot of reasons, decided to teach in the state of Wisconsin. It turns out that at the beginning of last year, St. Paul School District in Minnesota offered a $10,000 signing bonus for new teachers. They're serious about getting teachers there and getting good teachers. So that's the kind of thing that Wisconsin is stuck with in terms of funding, and we're also having to compete with. It's not a good situation. The last thing I want to say is this, if we got time.
Oh, go ahead. Yep.
My last 10 years, I taught at an urban-suburban school. It was sort of that cross between a lot of busing and such. And it was a really, really good teaching situation for me because my local administrator was very good. However, when the Act 10 came through, I decided it was time to retire. I was getting pretty old anyway. And what happened was there were six of us in the science department, each teaching five classes. When I checked back with one of the teachers in that district, there were now five people in the science department, each teaching six classes. So they basically increased the teacher workload by 20%. So that's
incredible,
Jack. Situation we have. The kind of situation we have in Wisconsin.
I just have a couple minutes before the break, Jack. First of all, thanks so much. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Thank you for your service to public education. Teachers really are my heroes. You bring up such a great point, and we have particularly Republican legislators right now talking about, well, you know, we put all this money in education, we increased, but they don't talk about, as you said, the fact that a lot of these districts have to go to referendum, and then they're trying to turn around and say, well, look at these big spenders, their words, not mine, of school board members who want to raise your taxes. What they don't talk about, Jack, and we got about a minute, give people a sense of this, is the state requirements that don't go away, right?
Well, that's true. The term school choice means exactly that. The school gets to choose. The private schools don't have to take anybody with special needs, but the public schools, all of them do. And that's a good thing. But unfortunately, again, it's more of a financial strain on the public schools. And the private schools basically have no requirements. They can do pretty much what they want to.
Jack, thank you so much. Up against the clock. Thank you, my friend, for calling in, and thank you for being a great educator. More from on location here at the Baird Center in downtown Milwaukee at the State Education Convention. Don't go away. What's the state of public education? 844-967-2789. Back on the other side. This is the Tunnel Ball Show from Milwaukee.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
A couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, you know, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfun.org, maccfun.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Hey, hey, take it away! Get
so
that ball and fight!
So
bring
it to your school.
The Tell All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, on location at the Baird Center in downtown Milwaukee at the State Education Convention. Nicely done, Mr. Zomers. One of my favorite songs, actually. That's a great song.
Gotta love the 50s. Beach Boys.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. And very appropriate. As we are here at the 103rd State Education Convention on location, the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, the Wisconsin Association of School District Administrators, and the Wisconsin Association of School Business Officials. Also here, in participating in the two-day convention, the Wisconsin Public Education Network. Now, they are a nonpartisan grassroots statewide coalition of public school advocates. I know Pat Kreitlow has talked to them before on his show, Up North News, in the morning from 6 until 8. And we are going to be joining them a little bit later. Civic Media is proud to be one of the sponsors of an assembly tonight of all these different organizations here in downtown Milwaukee that is being sponsored by the Wisconsin Public Education Network. Civic Media is a sponsor of that. We are proud to do so. Because again, we should be, I think, as a society, as communities, investing in our public schools. Regardless of whether you're a Democrat, regardless whether you're a Republican, regardless whether you're an independent or some other third party. Because, and we see this in this morning talking to some of the people from these smaller communities, these smaller school districts. And I bring up the one that I'm most familiar with in southwest Wisconsin, Ithaca. Now, Ithaca is in Richland County in southwest Wisconsin. You say, well, you got the Richland School District. Well, yes, that represents Richland Center, a town of about 5,000 people, and some of the outlying townships. But then you have Ithaca School District, which is located in an unincorporated village of Ithaca, and or municipality of Ithaca. And that school, the Ithaca School System, is known, number one, for great quality public education. They've always done great. Ron Donahoe for years had the math team, which would win statewide competitions. They also do great at sports. Mr. Donahoe also coached the girls' basketball team that always went deep into the tournament, or most years. And this past year, our very own Civic Media colleague, Phil Nee, and also Henry Bray, they called the Ithaca baseball champion. Ithaca went all the way to state, kind of like Hoosiers, basically, this little town, all the way to state, and they came back in the last inning and won it, and won the state championship. Now, why do I bring this up? Because for the Ithaca community, their school, their public school, is their identity. All right? They have one of the last school fairs. It's like a, you know, like you think of a county fair, but it's only reserved to the school. And so kids bring in, they show small animals, there's a parade, there's other things that go on. It's a big festival, the school fair. And so Ithaca, that school district, that school system is their community. The story I just told you could be replicated dozens, if not hundreds of times throughout this state, because our schools are our communities. So that's what's really nice about it, is that once you understand that schools are communities, it makes sense to support them. So I ask you once again, what do you think the state of our public education system is in the state of Wisconsin? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd welcome your calls. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Mr. Zomers?
Yeah, it looks like we have another Facebook comment from Chris. Most recent total for to go back to what Jack from Merrimack was talking about, the most recent total for voucher and non-district quote-unquote independent charters for the 2023-24 school year is $701.6 million. Source for that number being the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. And this is taken from public school funding and part of the reason why many districts are going to referendum.
Exactly right. Appreciate that, Chris. Thank you. Thank you so very much. And look, I mean, I get that there is a role for private schools, right? I mean, we're in America. If you want to, you know, they used to be called parochial schools, mostly associated with Catholic, you know, Catholic schools. There are other parochial schools. I got no problem with that. But what my concern is, my problem that I have, is when state legislators, to Chris's point, start taking money from our public education system and putting it into the private system with it hurting public schools. And then legislators aren't honest about it for political gain. And again, I go back to, we have Republican legislators right now going around media saying, oh my gosh, look how much money we put into public schools. Oh, $300. Oh, and by the way, you have to have a referendum to get that money. And oh, by the way, that's not even keeping up to inflation. And oh, by the way, also the cost of special needs kids keeps going up, and that is significantly underfunded. And that's the point. I know that I think that Earl Ingram was talking about this morning on his show. The fact he had a guest on, I can't remember who it is, I apologize, but saying, okay, and the thing, we hear this in public schools, K through 12, we hear it now in colleges, in the UW system. Oh my gosh, enrollment's dropping. We don't need so much money, enrollment's dropping. Well, yeah, guess what? Over time, the pendulum swings, right? There are baby booms. There are times when we have fewer kids being born. That ebbs and flows. And right now, we happen to be in one of those times in Wisconsin where their enrollments are going down because we have fewer kids. But guess what? And this is the point that the guest made on Earl's show this morning. So instead of having, you know, 40 kids in a bus, you have 32. Well, guess what? The gas for the bus costs the same. The bus driver's salary and benefits cost the same. It costs the same to heat the school building. It costs the same to keep a good roof on that school building. Just because enrollments go down slightly, it doesn't mean that all of your fixed costs go down as well. And those have to be maintained so that you're ready when inevitably, not everywhere, but most places, the enrollments are going to go back up. So it's disingenuous when you hear from Republican legislators that, well, school districts have all this money because enrollment's going down. That's not telling, as Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What do you believe the state of public education is here in the state of Wisconsin? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We are here on location at the Baird Center in downtown Milwaukee at the 103rd State Education Convention featuring the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, Wisconsin Association of School District Administrators, and Wisconsin Association of School Business Officials, as well as the Wisconsin Public Education Network. We're going to come back, more of your calls, more discussion on public education. Don't go anywhere. Our live show from Milwaukee rolls on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference.
We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
There's not much improvement in today's dairy markets. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you midday on a Thursday. Bryce Windecker joins us. He's a broker analyst at EverAg. He says the U.S. is still waiting on some international buyers to capitalize on current low prices, but the currency exchange is not helping.
You know, one saving grace has definitely been our partner to the south, Mexico there. They're up about 20% from a year ago on total cheese purchases, while our friends in Asia are down 20%, namely South Korea and Japan. You know, they're having a really tough time with their economy. With our strong U.S. dollar, the Japanese yuan is down at the lowest level it's ever been in history. So that currency exchange is not helping us there at all.
Bryce Windecker along with us, painting the picture on how international woes are limiting the improvements we see in our dairy prices. Bryce is a broker analyst with EverAg. Stick around for a look at our Class 3 milk prices up next.
Fabulous Farm Babe. Glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? You know, for every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. You know, how those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, you know, years ago before inflation, we'll say, it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's a dollar 34, which we've heard as high as that amount, that's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right? That can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org.
From Chicago, our grain markets are mixed. Cash corn is up a penny and three quarters at $4.44 a bushel. December new crop corn is up a penny at $4.76 a bushel. Cash beans are also trading up a penny at $12.06 and three quarters. November new crop soybeans are down a penny and a half at $11.87 and a half. Cash wheat is trading down 3 1/4 cents at $5.79 and a quarter. And July new crop wheat is down 3 3/4 cents at $5.98 and a quarter. Taking a look at the Class 3 milk contracts, February milk is up 8 cents at $15.79 a hundredweight. The March contract is up 3 cents at $16.17 a hundredweight. The April contract is sitting neutral at $16.90. Follow along with more market and agribusiness news at MidwestFarmReport.com. And for the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Starting off sunny today with clouds increasing. High temperatures climb to the teens, and with winds calmer today, it'll actually feel like that. By tonight, we'll see a few flurries flying around with chance of snow through the overnight, and we could be waking up to a trace to a half an inch of snow on the ground tomorrow morning. Currently, it's 10 degrees.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Yeah,
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location this afternoon at the Baird Center in downtown Milwaukee. We are covering the 103rd State Education Convention, consisting of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, the Wisconsin Association of School District Administrators, and the Wisconsin Association of School Business Officials, along with the Wisconsin Public Education Network, which is a nonpartisan grassroots statewide coalition of public school advocates. A great organization. If you'd like to get involved, then check them out, Wisconsin Public Education Network. And we're co-sponsoring their reception tonight and looking forward to that, to mingling and talking public education with a lot of these great folks from throughout Wisconsin. And that's one of the other unifying things here about public education. I talked about a small school district, Ithaca, slightly bigger, Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin. But, you know, last fall we were at the Milwaukee Public Schools. We had someone call in apparently over the break from the Racine School District. So public education unites us across the state of Wisconsin. It doesn't matter whether it's a small unincorporated village or whether it's the city of Milwaukee. All of these kids are going to public schools. And that's why we need to invest in them and support them, because they are literally the fabric and future of this state. What say you? What is the state of public education in Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. On the phone lines, Larry in Sun Prairie. Larry, thanks for holding through the break. Another great school district, Sun Prairie. What say you, sir?
Yeah, I don't know. It was not too many years ago they had to move the high school, and it was a big deal. Were they going to buy a big, fund one large high school or two high schools? So the voters decided to let's get one big high school. So we did. So as of last year, they built another similar high school, and you're talking $240 million each. So now there's an East and West Sun Prairie. And, you know, these vouchers and this, what the legislator is doing, they're trying to eliminate public schools. That's what I think. It's obvious. I don't know. They haven't attacked the technical college yet, but they're also attacking the university and the university system, as evidenced by campuses closing and underfunding that stuff. You know, people are upset. Defund the police. You know, so they're defunding the schools even worse. And nobody's really defunding the police, which is another whole ball game. What they're not doing is the public doesn't want the police to have all this money to buy, you know, basically wartime equipment, you know, for their SWAT teams and everything, which is debatable. But I grew up in a public school. If you want to send your kids to a private religious school, I don't know why the taxpayers have to support that. But that's what the legislature, the Republicans in control, want to do. And they want to eliminate public funding for schools. And eventually, if they don't get any pushback. Now, Kurt Bangstad, he just filed a lawsuit against that, the voucher system. He owns the Minocqua Brewery, and he's got a couple lawsuits going. He wants to get Trump off the ballot in Wisconsin. He's pretty progressive in a very conservative area, so he takes a lot of heat from his brewery. But Kurt Bangstad is opening a tasting room in Madison off East Washington.
Yep,
I support him.
Look, I'm aware of
this whole state.
Yep.
So
no, I'm aware of that. Sure.
You know,
I appreciate the call, Larry. I think you bring up. What? Go ahead. Are you there, Larry? Oh, all right. Larry is Larry's not there. Larry brought up a lot of great points, and you know, probably too many to go through each one. But I can tell you, as someone who spent 30 years in the Republican Party, left the party in 2011. But I can tell you that Larry is not wrong, and it's I understand to say, look, one party is attacking public education or attacking education, I realize that's a large charge to put out there. And if I hadn't seen it and witnessed it with my own eyes and ears, I might not believe it either. So I give you that. Because, right, I mean, going to Friday night football games, going to high school band concerts, forensics meets, the art festivals for our kids, these are things that are ingrained in our state. Honestly, I think we take them for granted, that they'll always be there. And it sounds unbelievable to think, no, the people that we elect to our state legislature want to attack those things and take those away? Do I think that every single person on the Republican side of the aisle of the state legislature feels that way? No. But do I feel that the leadership, that the majority of folks in the Republican Party? Yes. Because I saw it. And Larry in Sun Prairie is exactly right. It is an attack on not just K-12 public education, but on our university system as well. And putting all these monies into private taxpayer money, into private schools, and into vouchers. It's an unfortunate thing that one particular party has decided to go that route. And again, I'm not saying every single person, but certainly the leadership of the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin is attacking public education and is trying to defund it. There is a referendum coming up in the Burlington School District in April. Robin Voss's hometown, the heart of Speaker Voss's district. If that doesn't pass, essentially all high school sports are going to be eliminated. That's how close we are. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Joining us, motoring down from beautiful Lake Wissota, our very own Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News every morning 6 until 8, is on the line. Patrick, how are the roads?
The roads were great until just before Madison. Now I'm somewhere just east of Madison, and the passing lanes still have a little bit of an icy crust on them. So everybody's got to be careful, you know, as they're making their way, trying to pass on the four lanes here. But, hey, I wanted to jump on quick because of your last caller. It's a minor footnote, but I didn't want it to pass, where he said, yeah, they've attacked schools. They've attacked the UW. As far as he could tell, they left the technical colleges alone. And it reminded me, it only got like a day's worth of press. But the Republicans, back during the budget process in June, did actually sneak attack to undermine the technical college system as well. They were going to remove the ability of all the technical college boards around the state to levy property taxes the way school districts do. And the Republican plan was to replace it with general purpose revenue from the state, that the state would fund it with GPR, and then there wouldn't be, they sold it as there wouldn't be higher, you know, local property taxes, but it was quickly figured out that this would just allow the Republicans in the legislature to treat the technical colleges the way they treat the UW system, and that is to just shut off the spigot and remove the ability of local taxpayers to say, hey, we want to support our technical colleges, and so that the sneak attack was quietly withdrawn. But I just didn't want it to pass that, you know, every level of education has been attacked or undermined by the current Republican majority in the legislature.
Pat, I still appreciate you calling in. I know you followed this so closely on Up North News every morning, 6 until 8, and you're absolutely right. This is truly an attack. And I realize that, you know, I had the opportunity to see a lot of this stuff, as they say, behind the curtain on the Republican side. You spent a term in the state Senate as a Democratic lawmaker. And so we've had the opportunity to see some of these things up close. I think, as I said before, the average person would just think, well, these guys are nuts. There's no way that elected officials would attack education. But it's happening time and time again, all under this auspices of, you know, falling enrollment. But they don't take into account the ongoing cost that local school districts technical colleges and our UW system continue to have, and also the value, Pat. You know, whether it's Lake Wissota in northeastern Wisconsin, in that part of the state, here in Milwaukee, where I'm from in southwest Wisconsin, in Green Bay, in Madison, public education at all levels is what unites us.
I'll tell you what, as I was driving down today, I made a stop in Black River Falls to gas up. And there's a billboard there that is, I think, permanently purchased by the Jackson County Democratic Party. And it made me very happy to see the billboard today was a picture of a school desk and then a very simple line, "A great nation deserves public education." And the two really do go hand in hand. You can't have a great nation without a strong public education system.
Yeah, you're so very right. Well, I appreciate you calling, and I appreciate you following this on Up North News every morning. Make it safely down here. If you have a second, stop by. But, you know, otherwise, call back an hour or two. We're always happy to have you, Pat.
I hopefully drop in, but I just really want to get that technical college point in there and hope to see you in the next hour or so.
Hey, really appreciate it. Drive safely, my friend. We'll see you soon. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News. You could join us as well, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. On the lines, Tim from New Berlin. Tim, thanks for listening and calling in. What say you?
Why do you think that all money belongs to public schools when the public schools are failing miserably, when the average scores are like Fs? And they're not passing. Why should we keep throwing more good money after bad? Just question.
Sure. No, I appreciate the question. Can you name the school district that's getting an F in their results?
Milwaukee.
That's not true. We had the school district. We had the public administrator for Milwaukee on last fall. We were down here, and actually, most of their schools are doing very well. I was in one of the South Milwaukee schools.
No, they're doing very poorly, but. They want all you want. That's simply not true. To go to you, or you can. It's just like everything. You call everything disinformation because the disinformation that you're saying is coming from the Democratic Party, the Liberal Cockroach Party.
I don't take anything from the Democratic Party. I'm not a member of the party.
I've been meaning to ask you a question. You keep telling people that you left the Republican Party. How can you have conservative values, then do a 180 and all of a sudden become liberal values? I think it's actually one more thing that you mentioned on the air that's really caused your switch. Do you know what I'm referring to? I'm not going to say it on the radio.
But you can say anything you want on the radio. I don't care.
All the time.
Oh, the fact that I'm gay?
Well, okay. Yeah. That's.
If you don't think there are any people, gay people in the Republican Party, you are firmly misinformed.
But that's the reason why you switched, and that's why you're so militant. But to tell me, how do you correlate the difference about being a conservative for 30 years and then all of a sudden not being a conservative? You can't switch it off. If you have conservative values, you're always going to be a conservative.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much, Tim. Really appreciate the call, the opportunity to talk about it. Tim from New Berlin. Look, I get it. People get upset, right? And the reason that people get upset, I don't take this personally, it's fine, that usually what happens is people are unhappy in their own lives. Something happened, whether they lost a job, maybe they're not where they wanted to be financially, and they see other people that have what they want, and they get angry. And they get jealous, and they lash out, and I get that. I've said before this program, I'm not a perfect person, but I've reached a stage in my life where I'm very comfortable with who I am. And the interesting thing that Tim brings up, and which he's just misinformed or doesn't understand, and people that know me do, that my personal values have changed almost nothing in all my years in politics. I believe in personal responsibility. I believe that decisions are better made or best made closer to the people, whether it's in Madison or whether it's in local municipalities across the state of Wisconsin. I believe in general that lower taxes are better. I believe in, as I said, personal responsibility. I believe that people should have the opportunity to carry a gun, but I do believe in reasonable gun laws. I also believe in equal rights. And if Tim actually knew history, the Republican Party used to stand for equal rights. That, by the way, started with Abraham Lincoln. I left the Republican Party because it's become a sham, and it doesn't regard the Constitution or the law anymore. Back on the other side, it's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at the Baird Center in downtown Milwaukee. Great event here. Great folks. We appreciate the hospitality. The 103rd State Education Convention, consisting of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, the Wisconsin Association of School District Administrators, the Wisconsin Association of School Business Officials, along with the Wisconsin Public Education Network, all organizations that are fantastic, and we're happy to be here talking about public education. Want to just button up this the comment or responding to the caller from the last segment there. You know, I get why people get frustrated with people like me, because, you know, I left the Republican Party. I'm essentially the same person, and no, it had nothing to do over the fact that I was gay. It turns out I was born that way, as Lady Gaga likes to say, and that didn't change, right? Here's what changed. I've said this before on the show, but in case you never heard, in 2011, I was in a closed caucus, Republican Senate caucus, in which I heard sitting state Republican senators from Wisconsin talk openly about suppressing the vote, particularly here in Milwaukee, for people of color, particularly black people, and for college campuses. I was not brought up, I was not raised, I do not believe in suppressing a constitutional right of any kind. And I believe that every American has the inalienable right to pursue happiness, but also voting is one of our most sacred rights. I could no longer be a part of a party that openly was trying to suppress the vote of fellow Americans. That was a bridge too far. And that is why I left the Republican Party in 2011. It has only gotten worse since I left. And again, I'm not saying this is every Republican. There are a lot of great people across Wisconsin who vote for the local sheriff, for the register of deeds, who are, you know, they're Republican on the ballot, but they don't believe in all this other crap. They're not Trump people. But the leadership of the Republican Party in Wisconsin, the leadership of the National Republican Party, starting with Donald Trump at the top, has become MAGA, has become Trump. And they do not have regard for the Constitution. And there is nothing Republican about that. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Tom, calling from Madison, Wisconsin, listening back home on WMDX. Tom, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the last caller. I definitely understand what you're saying when it comes to anger and whatnot. But, you know, we've had a fear and hate network on the right for the last 20 years. And that yields a lot of anger and fear. And, you know, we even have Robin Voss being primaried. We have, gerrymandering that keeps making all these Republican districts go further and further to the right. I don't think you left the Republican Party. I think the Republican Party simply left you. The idea that the head of the party is someone who's saying we can suspend the Constitution I will be a dictator and January 6th. Sorry, that whole law and order, individual responsibility thing all died on January 6th.
Tom, great call. I appreciate it. And it goes back to, you bring up a great point here. And, you know, we hear this whole, you know, the Republican line, the MAGA line is always, you know, back the blue. Let's take the United States flag and bastardize it and put blue stripes on it and all this stuff, right? Look, I have relatives who serve in law enforcement and are some of the greatest people I know. They have my deepest respect and admiration. I sat on the Richland Center City Council and was chair of the Public Service Public Safety Commission, which oversaw the police department and worked very closely and was 100% supportive of law enforcement. All right. It is not backing the blue by putting our law enforcement officers at risk by A, not funding them properly sometimes, and also, we talked about this before, not supporting having, whether you're documented or not, having a valid driver's license. Not a license to vote or for any other legal thing, but a valid driver's license. Why is that? Because people in law enforcement will tell you that it's much safer for their law enforcement officers to know who is in that vehicle or who they're dealing with, who they're encountering. It's a matter of, get this, backing the blue, backing law enforcement by giving them the proper tools to enforce the law and also to keep law enforcement officers safe. So you're absolutely right. It's it's just a weird deal where Republicans, current MAGA folks, want to pick and choose on this. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Norman from Oconomowoc. Norman, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, I just wanted to comment on, the fact of the education system and everything you were talking about before with the way the Republican Party has kind of shifted here. I'm 42. I'm from South Texas. I was in the Marines. Hardcore as right as you can possibly imagine. Once all the schools, there was a lot of school shootings in Texas, you may have heard. Me and the wife flipped script, done with that jazz. We moved from South Texas to Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, specifically because of the school district. It's a great school district here. It's something that I had never seen in Texas before on that level. And I think what we have here in Wisconsin is amazing. But I just want to also say out there, I've seen this before. This is how it starts. Everything you just mentioned about those closed-door sessions, talking about certain kinds of people shouldn't necessarily make it to this place to vote. We should shut those polls down, that kind of stuff. I mean, this is an old game down in Texas, but I'm starting to see it here, getting a little worried.
Yeah. Hey, Norman, great call. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in, and a great shout-out to the great folks in the school district in Oconomowoc. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Carol in Madison. Carol, just a couple of minutes left. What say you?
Hi, Todd. The biggest thing that I saw in the Republican Party, and it happened here in Wisconsin with Scott Walker wanting to divide and conquer, the whole mantra is be angry, be very, very angry. And number one, it doesn't do any good. And number two, it's really an unhealthy mental health way to look at your life. Being angry only frustrates you, makes life hard for your family, for those people you work with. And we really need a sea change around here to be respectful, be kind, this divide and conquer stuff, it has to go. You know, if people didn't learn during COVID what it was like to be a teacher when their kids were stuck at home and they had to help them with their schoolwork or facilitate getting them there so that they had an internet.
You're
connection.
Absolutely right, Carol. I'm up against the clock. Great call, Carol. Thank you so very much. As my grandma Alma used to say, you got to love everybody, but you can like some more than others. Back on the other side, Jimmy Cuska, a school board member from Civic Media as well, on the other side in hour two. Don't go anywhere. We're live from Milwaukee on the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Pella Windows of Wisconsin salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Act, and more. MLK led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Pella Windows of Wisconsin in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with Civic Media.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News,